This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Get up and go breakfast.
It's Get Up and Go Breakfast on a Thursday. Wendy was about to run out the door and saying those ads are never going to end. But don't worry, we're here at 7:47, ready to connect with health coach and wellness practitioner, Dr. Wendy Christen. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Brad. I think I know them word for word now.
Yes, I'm sure you do. Trust you well. By the way, congratulations on your book. I'm very, very grateful to have received a signed copy, but great to see it out on the virtual shelves. I hope they fly off those virtual shelves and bring some amazing changes out there to those who read it.
Thank you so much, Brad. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, lots of hard work. So well done. We don't have heaps of time, but hopefully at the end, I just want to remind our listeners of your book and where they can find it. So remind me, okay?
Okay, will do.
So we started last week. Please, to our listeners, go and check out the podcast as we chat around the Mediterranean diet. Today, talking about low carbohydrate diet. Oh my goodness, the poor carbs getting such a bad rap. Even the poor sweet potatoes wondering why is everybody treating it like the enemy. Help us out here. You know, not all carbs are bad, surely.
No, absolutely not. So we need carbohydrates because our bodies use carbohydrates to produce energy, but it's the type of carbohydrates and the quantity of carbohydrates that we eat that is problematic or can potentially be problematic. Mm. If we're trying to lose weight, the carbohydrate portion of the diet is what we want to cut out. Many people try and cut out fats because they think fats are the enemy, but actually carbohydrates are the problem with calorie building and with fat storage more than the consumption of fats.
Is it that carbohydrate-rich meals carry more calories? Is that the reason why? Or I mean, we can't say that, as you've just said, we need carbohydrates. So if we get rid of them completely, we're doing ourselves a massive disservice. So is it just lowering the amount that we consume?
Yes. So yes, carbohydrates do carry high carbohydrates. Fats do as well. But the problem is the release on blood sugar. So if you're eating carbohydrates can potentially have a very quick release of blood sugar. So they can spike your glucose levels, spike insulin, and then a lot of that, if there's excess amounts of that, causes inflammation in your arteries, gets stored in your body as fat. Fat, on the other hand, although it's high in calories, doesn't impact your blood sugar as badly. So in fact, it has no impact on your blood sugar. So it's safer to eat the fats, but then you obviously have to look at the quantities that you're eating there as well. Yeah. But yes, we do need carbohydrates, but the type, the quality of them is very important.
Well, I mean, since we're getting into this, I know we touched on it a little bit last week, but let's just touch on that. I mean, what would you say would be the ones that you should ensure that you keep consuming, even if you want to have a lower carbohydrate diet? Which ones must you not say no to, and which ones should you easily say no to?
So the ones you should easily say no to would be all the refined carbohydrates, so anything that is white. Mm-hmm. So white pasta, white bread, white rice, all of those kind of, and then obviously sugars, because sugars fall into the carbohydrate category as well. Mm. We must also remember that alcohol carries a carbohydrate value as well, which is also, we forget about that because you're eating your rice and your potatoes, but then you're potentially having an alcoholic beverage with that as well, or even a Coca-Cola or, you know, another sugary beverage. So we have to think about those as carbohydrates too. So those would be the ones that I would say we should be saying no to or really consuming really little of. The ones we can be eating, again in moderation, but they carry more fiber and have a slower release on the blood sugar, would be things like oats and quinoa and sweet potato and pumpkin and brown rice. And those kind of grains would be better. Beetroot and carrots would fall into that category as well.
So we love rice, flace and aardappels. So we're saying less with the rice and less with the aardappels and more with the more colorful veggies.
Yes. So your colorful veggies have very low carbohydrates in them. So those you can eat, in huge amounts. You can at least try and get 3 cups of low carbohydrate vegetables into your diet, if you can with each meal, but definitely daily.
Yeah, because I was going to say, if we don't consume those kinds of carbohydrates, let's say we minimize the ones you've said, the white ones, And we go for more of the colorful ones. If we don't, we're surely going to miss out on vitamins, minerals, fiber, and the rest. So we shouldn't ignore those completely, right?
No, we can't ignore them completely. So you do want to have balance. And as you said, the fiber is very important. If we don't have enough fiber in the diet, we can't feed the good bacteria in our gut. We're going to struggle potentially with constipation or diarrhea. There's nothing to bind the stool and to bulk it. So and just the environment in the digestive tract is not going to be as healthy if you're not including those foods.
Where does fruit fit in here?
Fruit is also a carbohydrate. Mm. But fruit is depending on how you eat it and how much of it you're eating, is also relatively slower releasing. If you're juicing your fruit, you're stripping out all the fiber, and then that you may as well be drinking Coca-Cola or something else, because it's going to have the same impact on your blood sugar. So you want to keep your fruit whole, and you want to keep your fruits to a minimum. So about two portions of fruit a day, and that would be included in a lower carbohydrate diet as well.
Mm. I know we're talking about many different kinds of diets, and the Mediterranean one, by far the most balanced. Should we be aiming at, in general, eating, keeping it low carb and increasing protein for the right reasons? I know we're going to chat about that more as we get some of the other eating plans, but more protein and more fat and less carbohydrate, would that be sensible across the board?
That would be sensible across the board, and you may have heard of the modified Mediterranean diet. Mm. The modified Mediterranean diet does reduce carbohydrates. So yes, this kind of a Mediterranean diet could potentially also be a low carbohydrate diet.
Yes.
If you're eating the right types of carbohydrates, or if you're reducing your carbohydrates a little bit.
This one gets spoken about a lot as we move on to another, which is effectively low carbohydrate, but more protein and a lot of fat, is the keto diet. I've struggled to get my head around this one, and we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, so there are various variations of the keto diet. Mm. The keto diet can be very beneficial if it's done properly. I personally don't like the very high fat version, and especially the high fat version where you're eating all the animal fats and a lot of potentially unhealthy fats. But I do feel like with a ketogenic diet, what you're trying to do is you're changing your body's mechanism of burning fuel. Mm. And so what you do is you take it out of the glucose burning function, and you move it into a ketone using function. So that when your body makes more ketones, you're able to burn the stored fat, because your body then uses the fat that's in your body to fuel itself, and obviously then you're able to lose weight. But what people often do is that they do the very high fat version, and so then they're also compromising on, you know, their artery health, yeah, their metabolic health, because you sometimes eat so much that you feel full, and then you don't eat as many meals in the day. So yeah, I think looking at the keto diet, it's not a bad diet to follow, but the ratios need to be right with each meal.
Yeah, I think this seems to be the key from the conversation we started last week as well, right up until where we are wrapping things up now this morning. There's got to be that balance. But sometimes it's easier to figure it out if you've got to focus on that. I'm massively fascinated in this kind of a thing. So I think about it and I read about it, and there's a lot of good information out there, and one can also have a little bit of wisdom. But there are many people, and we all need to eat, and there are many people who couldn't care less and don't necessarily understand all of these things. They don't even really make sense. So finding what works for you can be really hard, unless somebody quite literally says, I'm going to write this down for you. This is for you, Mr. Smith. You know, this is for you specifically.
Yes.
I think finding out what works best for you can be really hard if you don't have any particular interest in it.
Exactly. And, you know, we can easily go with whatever the latest fad is and what everybody else is doing, but it might not be the right plan for our bodies, as you said. And also the danger here is, if you're following a higher fat diet, you know, some people I've heard them say, oh, but I'm on the keto diet, next thing you're looking and they're having maybe a plate of chips or something. And that is very confusing for the body, because the minute you backing and forcing between glucose burning and ketone, using ketones as fuel, your body gets very confused, and then it just stores everything.
Yes.
So we have to, if we're going to do something like that, something as dramatic as a ketogenic diet, which is going to change your physiology, you have to be very dedicated to it, and you have to stick to it for a certain amount of time for it to actually be beneficial and not do more harm in your body.
So what I would reckon is there's so much information out there, and I've often said there's a lot of information and very little transformation, because we really want to treat our bodies well. This is the temple of the Spirit of God. We want to make sure we take care of our bodies well, and sometimes we just need help, and sometimes you just got to ask for help. So Wendy, I mean, you spend so much quality time with us. I know that you're moving to new premises, and you're even closer to us than you were before. So if you want to go and see someone like Wendy from Integrated Health Solution, please do that. Wendy, I mean, please share with our listeners where they can find you.
So from Monday, I'll be in Unit 620 Bella Rosa Street in Belleville. So that, as you said, is just up the road from you. So very close to Tiger Valley area, so people should know, and it's quite easy to find.
Yeah, and look online, Integrated Health Solution, and Dr. Wendy will definitely help you out, because we all need help sometimes. Sometimes you just need to spend some time with someone. They'll show you how to go, and you'll never look back for the rest of your life once you figure out what works well for you. And just make sure also to check out Wendy's book. Wendy, you have like 20 seconds. Can you quickly tell us about what your book is and where to find it online?
Yes. So at the moment, it's only available on Takealot. By next week, it'll be uploaded to the other platforms. And then it's obviously also available in hard copy if people want to order directly from me. Takealot, you'll be able to find it there.
Yeah, just search for Dr. Wendy Christian and you'll find that book there. Don't miss out on that. Wendy, we love hanging out with you. Thanks for what you bring us every week. You're so valuable, and we're so grateful the podcasts are there for our listeners to check it out as well. Have a really, really great Thursday.
Thank you so much, Brad, and you as well.
We'll catch up with Dr. Wendy again next week. What an absolute privilege. And I'm quickly going to have a quick scan to see if anybody's got a birthday message that they want to share. It would seem they do.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.